saw in Kermit at that point, just like I saw in Brant Davis, or Ben Stevens, by the way, I saw in Kermit a very young, talented, and really understood who he was and how he's going to go about his business. And so we've been friends for a lot of years, but, you know, like a lot of friendships in coaching, when you're not in the same league or you're not in the same geographic region, then you kind of go apart for a while. But then I started doing games, and I would go down to Middle Tennessee State, and I would do games for Kermit, and we reconnected during that time. And, you know, Kermit also, the great thing about Kermit, a lot of people don't know, is that he's got a 20, I think she might be 29 now, but his daughter is a punk child, a Downs adult now, and she's the best. I mean, she is the best. Her name's Al. She holds down like 7 different jobs, and Kermit, Benny have done a great job of raising her, and she's done a great job of really stepping out and trying new things, and it's just one of the great success stories in coaching. It's really fascinating to watch him grow, not just as a coach, but as a person and a parent, and that's what I love about Kermit. We've identified with each other on so many levels. He's a dear friend, and I'm forever grateful for him getting involved in this whole process.
My 30-year-old has Down syndrome. I totally get that. Talk about mid-major guys and coaches. I fell in love with Ron Hunter last spring at Georgia State. I mean, is he not the greatest?
So let me tell you about Ron. So two great stories on Ron. Because I've called the Sun Belt Championship game now for, you know, the last, about 10 years, okay? So was it 3 years ago with RJ, you know, they win the conference championship. Well, he's jumping up and down celebrating and blows out his Achilles tendon. And Rich Hollenberg, who was my partner for many years on the Missouri Valley Conference, you know, we're at our broadcast booth and the confetti's flying, and Ron is laying down the floor. RJ's on top of him. Ron's crying, and Rich is calling it, and he's saying, "Look at the ecstasy, father and son." And I'm sitting there thinking, that's not ecstasy. He's in pain. He pulled out his Achilles. So sure enough, he did. And the classic of it is when they had the net cutting ceremony, Ron couldn't climb the ladder.
Right.
So they lowered the baskets down about 5 feet so Ron could cut down the nets. Okay, now it gets even better. So this year, Ron wins the championship again, and I get to interview him again. I was just grateful he was upright and could like to do the interview, okay? Well, I asked him the first question. Well, it turns out they hand him his just newly born granddaughter. I mean, she's got to be like a week old, okay?
Wow.
During our interview, our post-game interview. Okay. You know me. Yeah. Never was any broadcaster more prepared for that type of pandemonium and weirdness than interview. And so he brings his little baby over, introduces her to me, and I kissed her on national TV. You know, and people were like, did he just kiss that baby? I said, yeah. I mean, what do you do? She was cute. I kissed her. But anyway, Ron's the best. I've had two of my most memorable post-game interviews with Ron Hunter ever. One because of the injury, the other because I got to meet his little granddaughter and kiss her on national TV.
Okay, I'm going to throw two other memories at you, and then I'll let you go. The next one is Dave Luce winning the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament in the midst of all of that going on with his granddaughter.
Oh, man, I just got goosebumps, Harry. Thinking about Dave Luce is a dear friend of mine. Of course, he's had his own battle with cancer, and we all know about Ryan, his granddaughter, who I think is about 7 years old now.
That sounds right.
But, you know, they knock off Belmont in the semifinals, and are going to play for the OVC championship. And I called the game, and Dave comes over to the post-game interview. And, you know, Harry, how you've done a gazillion interviews, and you don't want to cross the line. You know, you don't want to go too personal where you put your subject in an uncomfortable position. However, I know Dave, I sat there next to him, and I'm going through my head, you know, if I'm Dave and I'm a grandfather, which I am, by the way, would I want to talk about this on national TV? And I decided, you bet I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet I would.
Yeah.
And I turned to Dave and I said, Dave, I want you to look in that camera and I want you to tell Ryan exactly what you're thinking right now. Holy cow, Harry. You talk about one of the great personal television friendship moments I've ever had, period, end of story. And then the way that it came off, you know, handled it with such grace, as you know it, that way, with such class. And he looked in that camera, voice quivering a little bit, and told her how much he loved her, how proud he was. It was just a classic moment in television history that I will never forget. And I'm so thrilled that I asked the question. But it was a question from friend to friend on national. It just happened to be on national TV, and that was a very special moment.
It was spectacular. I remember watching it and being engaged with it as well, just emotionally connected and all of that. You know, the backstory is the day his son Brad had actually fallen asleep during the game. People were asking him for a while afterwards. They were saying, "Were we on pins and needles?" And he just lied for the longest time. And then finally he told me one day, he said, "Actually, I fell asleep and just woke up at the end of the game."
That probably has more to do with the announcers than the excitement of the game,